2022 Mac Media Day, downtown Cleveland, Ohio. Senior wide receiver Hassan Badoun, what's the experience been like here in Cleveland? I mean, you hear your name get called to come to Cleveland. It's probably kind of like, what's going to go on? What's your impressions been?
At first, I was a little nervous. I'm not the best around cameras, but it's been really fun. Like, people here are really cool. They make you feel comfortable. And honestly, like, I wish I could stay out here for another, like, 3 to 4 days. It's awesome.
The House of Blues, a unique venue. You and Jose Ramirez get to come here with Coach Creighton. I've never quite seen all this. Usually student-athletes want to be musicians. Musicians want to be athletes. What's the best musical talent you've had?
Oh, man. I don't think I've ever had a musician, like, dream. I'm not very – I can't sing. I'm not the best dancer. But I don't know. Actually, as a kid, I always wanted to play the drums. So I think that's something I'm not good at, but I guess I could try.
When you think of your journey, as a kid who may not have had a chance to play football initially when he came to Eastern Michigan, to being the offensive representative for the football program, how cool and special is that for you?
Every single day, I just say, alhamdulillah. That just means thank God in Arabic. It's a blessing. I don't take any of it for granted. Now I always just tell myself, like, I'm not even supposed to be here. So I don't come in here with a cocky, big ego, none of that stuff. I just come here it's very humbling. Every day, just no matter what it is, like even being here, going to practice, whatever it is, it's just a blessing.
You see all these watch lists that you've been on, from one extreme to the next, to see those watch lists come in, a humbling experience, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah, I mean, I see the watch list, and it's definitely a humbling experience, and it's cool and all, but just with the theme stack them, it's just like you got to avoid the noise and flush success. So, I mean, if this is some positive noise, whether it's negative or positive, we just got to flush it and just keep working, because at the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything unless I go out there and win it, so... Right. That's how I look at it.
You can only be successful doing your job when others around you are also successful. The offensive line helps protect the quarterback. So does the running back, who gets you guys free. I mean, when you think of your success, how much can it be attributed to all those other guys out there as well?
It's definitely like based on every other player on the field, all 10 other players, even the guys that come in. The O-line protecting the quarterback looking for me, the run game, setting up the pass game, everything comes together. I mean, football is such a beautiful team sport. It's not one guy just make a difference. So definitely none of my success is alone. Got to thank the whole team for that.
People look at this team and success coming back, so much strength in the wide receiver category, but then they look at the question mark at quarterback. And how do you respond to those people that say, well, Ben Bryant's not back there?
Oh, I just say we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. The new guy that came in, Austin Smith, whoever it is, we're going to be fine. And the receivers that we have in our room, dude, I'm telling you, the sky is the limit. We're going to be fine.
On the other side of the football, you've got to come with a guy in Jose Ramirez, and he's such a unique story, so humble. What's it like to hang out with him and get to know him better?
I've always loved Jose, but just being on the ship with him and just climbing Pikes Peak with him, Jose is one of the better people in this world. The way he thinks, his mindset, how genuine he is a great person, a man of God, and he's an awesome person to be around. Very positive, very humble, doesn't talk about himself ever, but that guy is a ball player and he can disrupt a lot of things.
You think usually the defensive linemen like to be flashy. He's very soft spoken, and when he does speak, you need to listen.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I think that's the reason why he's our captain. We voted him hardest worker multiple times, countless times during the season last year. And he doesn't talk. When he does talk, you listen. And when he talks to you individually, you definitely listen. But he's not a big guy. He's not going to go around just to be heard. But everybody knows when he talks, you listen, because he's going to speak something that's very important.
You start camp in another week. What's the biggest takeaway that you've had from the summer and winter workouts and everything else that you've helped stack together to get to this point?
I mean, just with the new strength coach and adapting to everything, I think our team's doing a really good job just adapting and adjusting to the new schedules and new workouts, all that stuff. And I feel like that's something that not just me, but the whole team is doing. And to get to this point, I just see a lot of guys getting faster and stronger. And really, our team looks very different from last year in a positive way.
All right, people are marking their schedules. They see the 6 home games at the factory this year. If they haven't made up their mind, they haven't purchased their tickets, give them their best sell point on why they need to be at the stadium this year.
The first game, Eastern Kentucky. Because you come to the first game, I promise you'll come back for a second. So let's start off with the first one.
Awesome. Appreciate your time. Continue to enjoy media day.
Of course. Appreciate it. Thank you.